This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. There is at least one thing that most Democrats and Republicans can agree on. Default is a bad thing.
There will not be a default.
People who minimize the impact of a default really have said things that are outrageous.
That's Republican John Kyle and Democrat Dick Durbin. Let's remember our Shakespeare here, guys. If it were done, when 'tis done, then 'twere well, it were done quickly. Or wait, is it bad luck to quote Macbeth? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, July 18th. John Hockenberry returns tomorrow. In the meantime, let's get a look at our top news stories this morning and the News Corp scandal taking on Shakespearean proportions. The latest to fall, Sir Paul Stevenson, Britain's top police official and head of Scotland Yard.
I have informed the Palace, Home Secretary and the Mayor of my intention to resign as Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police Service.
Stevenson had been under fire for his links to a former News of the World editor. His resignation came hours after Rebecca Brooks, the former CEO of News International, became the 10th person arrested. Last hour, a Brooks spokesman says she'll appear before Parliament tomorrow to answer questions on the phone hacking and police bribery scandal. Brooks will be joined by Rupert Murdoch and his son, James. She's on bail at this point. The pressure on Murdoch is growing on this side of the Atlantic as well. The Justice Department is reportedly considering an investigation into the News Corp's bribery scandal because it's illegal for a U.S. company to pay bribes to overseas officials. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin tells NBC News he'd like to see congressional hearings first.
There are questions about whether the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act has been violated by Rupert Murdoch and his news empire, and what's going on in England is startling.
News Corp stock has lost almost a fifth of its value over a month. American and NATO forces have a new leader in Afghanistan. This morning, General John Allen took over command from General David Petraeus.
It is my intention to maintain the momentum of this campaign.
The transfer comes at a critical time. The Allies are working on an exit plan, and the Taliban is stepping up its attacks against Afghan leaders. Last night, a close advisor to President Karzai was killed when gunmen stormed his home. Here in the U.S., no let-up on the heat. Forecasters call it a heat dome. Triple-digit temperatures throughout the Midwest and no end in sight. Bruce Terry with the National Weather Service says heat warnings are in effect for 17 states.
This would be the time of year you'd most expect it, but even at this rate, this is a little bit unusual. We're talking about very dangerous heat indices of between 110 and 115.
A little bit unusual. We've got new record highs reached more than 800 different times so far this month. And moving back to the heat going on in Washington, the House will vote tomorrow on the Tea Party's plan to raise the debt ceiling. It includes deep spending cuts and a constitutional amendment for a balanced budget. That bill is not expected to make it through the Senate, though. And it could be a few more days before Minnesota's government ends the shutdown there. Lawmakers are still working on the specifics of that budget agreement. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is again in Cuba receiving chemotherapy treatment. And in the World Cup final, the U.S. women twice squandered late leads and then lost to Japan in a penalty kick shootout. Asian markets are mostly down. European indices are down as well. Futures are down as well, although gold is up. The Dow starts at 12,479, the S&P at 1,316, and the NASDAQ will open at 2,789. We're going to talk a little bit more about heat later this hour, real heat, the heat waves we're having at this point. And one author says that heat waves are America's most deadly natural disaster. Why don't we take heat seriously? We'll ask that question a little later. But speaking of heat, we continue our summer book club series. We want to know what you're reading. Not just what you're reading, we want to know where. take a picture or a video of something that you're reading and where you're reading it and send it to us. You can use our iPhone app, tweet it to us, or you can post it at our Facebook page, facebook.com/thetakeaway. And if you want to see the results and other people's picks, head over to thetakeaway.org and click on blog. Coming up, we're going to talk more about the Rupert Murdoch media empire and exactly what will happen if this comes overseas. What's happening to the Rupert Murdoch brand? Well, it's lost a fifth of its market value at this point.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.